the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. A friend once asked her psychotherapist, "Do you think unconditional love is possible?" Between adults, he replied, "No, I don't think it is." "I agree," she said, "but right now I'd settle for some conditional love from adults." I think that some of us, or many of us, share with my friend and her therapist the belief that we're only capable of conditional love. Yet we're asked to love God totally and completely. And in the gospel, Jesus adds that we must love our neighbor as ourselves. How can we possibly do this? I can remember as a child being upset by this gospel passage, thinking to myself, I mustn't love God at all because I certainly love my parents more than God and I hate Mrs. Somerville next door. Had I been sensible enough to share my problems with someone, they doubtless would have reassured me that loving my family is both healthy and necessary, and that just because I didn't like Mrs. Somerville doesn't mean I couldn't love God, however imperfectly. God will never abandon us. The risk of abandonment comes only from our side, not from God's. In the first reading, Moses is addressing his people before they enter Canaan, the promised land. Canaan, of milk and honey fame, was a place where other gods were worshipped. The Israelites, as we know, had a tendency to veer towards idolatry every so often. And so Moses is wise to remind them that it's easy to fall into idolatry. The warning, of course, is still valid. No milk and honey flows through our streets, but I think we're all aware of how easy it is to allow God to slip away from the center towards the periphery of our lives. Today's gospel teaches us further about how we can keep a clear focus on loving God. By this stage in Israel's historical development, the idea of loving only the one true God had well and truly entered the Jewish consciousness. Some of the Jewish leaders had concluded that the way to love God totally was to live life according to the rules and the regulations laid down in the Torah. The idea was that if you faithfully kept all 613 of the laws, then you could be sure you were doing the right thing. But as we know from the Gospels, Jesus was far from convinced that obedience to the letter of the law was in and of itself sufficient. The scribe in today's Gospel gives Jesus the chance to proclaim what loving God is all about. Together with and inseparable from love of God must come love of our neighbor. If loving God does not result in our loving our neighbor, then that love is illusory. And if loving our neighbor is divorced from love of God, then it risks simply being a refined form of narcissism. Is it possible to love God unconditionally, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength? Will we ever completely learn to love our neighbor as ourselves? Most probably not. Thankfully, however, we have in our Lord Jesus Christ a high priest, a guide, and an advocate to help us on our journey. Let us now, and in all our prayers, ask Jesus how to love better and better love God and ourselves.